Food pantries across the state are preparing for a spike in demand. That's because if the government shutdown continues, thousands will lose benefits. It's Wednesday, October 29th. This is Wisconsin Today Morning News. Good morning. I'm Courtney Everett. Coming up, another casualty of the shutdown, some Head Start early education programs. And Halloween is almost here. We've got a story from Wisconsin Life about growing up with ghosts. Stick around.
Wisconsin Life is cheering you on.
Who wants to see some ski jumping?
The way I throw my ball, it was so slow that the pin boy just about fell asleep before it hit.
I got icicles on my eyebrows right now. That's why I love broomball.
I can teach him how to be a hockey player, and he can teach me how to play curling.
Wisconsin Life, every Wednesday and Friday on WPR News and at wisconsinlife.org.
Federal food assistance known as SNAP or Food Share in Wisconsin could be cut off after this month unless the federal shutdown is resolved. Anya Van Wagtendonk reports on how food banks are preparing for an increase in need.
The BRIC serves low-income people in Bayfield and Ashland counties in northern Wisconsin. According to Executive Director Liz Seifelt, families were already feeling squeezed even before the U.S. Department of Agriculture said it would not send out federal food assistance payments next month. Seifelt says people who live paycheck to paycheck will have to make different calculations while their SNAP payments are on hold.
We're definitely anticipating that come November 1st, we're going to see an influx of pantry shoppers who might have never used our services before.
The pause to food assistance is the latest bargaining chip in the ongoing federal shutdown. This week, Wisconsin joined two dozen other states in suing to demand that SNAP be covered with contingency funds. Anya Van Wagtendonk, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Nearly 400 Wisconsin children will lose access to Head Start services starting next month if the government shutdown continues. If the shutdown extends to December, about 1,000 more children could lose services. The program serving five southwestern Wisconsin communities will close its nine Head Start classrooms on Monday. A Sheboygan organization will be able to maintain services through mid-November, but then will have to end its Head Start services. Jenny Maurer heads the Wisconsin Head Start Association. She says many families also receive food share benefits that will run out on Friday.
It's all connected. Our Head Start families are our workers in our communities, they're kids in our communities, and they're also people who eat in our communities.
Head Start is the federal program for children under the age of five from low-income families. Programs include early education, health, dental, and mental health support. Wisconsin individuals and businesses who don't qualify for federal disaster assistance could get state help under a bipartisan bill circulating in Madison. Rich Kramer has more.
The Wisconsin State Emergency Relief Act would create a new avenue for homeowners and businesses not qualifying for FEMA disaster aid. The bill is backed by Republicans and Democrats from southeastern Wisconsin, parts of which were hit with historic flooding in August. During a Tuesday public hearing, Republican State Representative Dan Knodel of Germantown said it would set aside $30 million in grants through 2026.
And the Wiser Act gives Wisconsin a smarter, faster, more effective way to respond to these situations. It empowers our state to act when Washington cannot or will not.
Under the bill, individuals could get up to $25,000 to repair storm damage. Businesses could get as much as $50,000. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Repeat reckless drivers in Wisconsin could soon be forced to install a device that limits their vehicle's speed. Evan Casey has more on a recently proposed bill.
The device is known as a speed limiter. It uses GPS to determine the posted speed limit and gradually slows a speeding car down. The bill would require drivers to install one if they get at least two tickets in 5 years for going more than 20 miles per hour over the limit. Democratic Senator Chris Larson introduced the bill. Mariah Johnson lost her brother in a reckless driving crash in Milwaukee. She doesn't support the measure. She says it could punish people in emergency situations.
Sometimes we do have to go over the speed limit because there are situations that we do need to get places very fast.
Virginia was the first state to start a speed limiter device program this year. Evan Casey, Wisconsin Public Radio.
A maximum security prison near Green Bay is one step closer to shutting down after a state board approved planning funds on Tuesday. The Green Bay Correctional Institution is more than a century old. For years, leaders from both parties have called for it to close, citing problems with violence, leaky plumbing, and outdated security infrastructure. The State Building Commission voted yesterday to release $15 million to plan for the reorganization of the state prison system. That plan includes Green Bay's eventual closure. Republican members of the commission accused the governor of trying to implement the plan without legislative input. But Evers told them it's past time to move forward.
We got to get this damn thing done. That's the bottom line.
Several Republican lawmakers said they disagree with the governor's proposal to reduce the capacity of the state's prison system. But those lawmakers ultimately approved the funding after Evers agreed to take input going forward. After the break, a story from Wisconsin Life about a childhood spent chatting with spirits. That's right after this.
You tune into Wisconsin Public Radio for news you can trust, conversations that draw you in, and music and entertainment that make your day better. The largest source of funding for everything you value on WPR is listener support. Join the team that makes WPR possible. Become a sustaining member. Make an ongoing monthly gift and share WPR with your entire community. It's easy to sign up at WPR.org.
It's time for Wisconsin Life. Here's producer Carl Christensen with a story about having the gift of seeing spirits.
Everyone likes a good ghost story, especially around this time of year. Dorothy Malone of Milwaukee shared a childhood encounter with the supernatural at X-Fabula's Story Slam Identity event held in March of 2020.
I was a little girl, and I was able to see ghosts. I could see them all the time, everywhere. Someone told me that if you throw salt over your shoulders, that would get rid of them. So I got every box of Morton salt I can find and just tossing them. Now I'm going down this dark picture, a dark hallway. I see a white shadowy figure. So now I'm cursing, not again. You know, and I'm like, oh my God. So I'm trembling at about 10 years old. And I have heard that they cannot hurt you. You only can hurt yourself. Oh, that was. I'm running in the walls, falling down the stairs, you know, outside at 3 o'clock in the morning. So as time went on, I heard that poltergeists will leave children by the time they're 13 years old. So I can't wait till I'm 13. I just can't wait. I mean, hurry up, you know, because all this time these ghosts are effing with me. So someone said, oh, if you curse them out, then they'll leave. So now I'm having a field day. Leave me to hell. My mother said, whoa, what's going on in there? So that didn't last too long because I got spanked. You know, I got whipped. You know, I'll be using that mouthwash, ivory soap, and all of that. But I'm thinking this would have the ghost leave me alone. Now, here I am at 13. No ghosts. I'm like, oh my God, they're gone, only to have one hovering above my bed. Now, I get the blanket, throw it over it, and give me the look, go somewhere, I don't want to see you no more. It was howling too while it was up, and then I was doing all I beat the shit out of. But I learned I have a gift, and part of my identity is that I could, in black terms, read people. I can tell a little bit about your spirit by talking to you. I can tell, you know, you can't play a player, so I know if you're trying to play me, then I can tell that. You know, and I just have a way with babies they would just look at me and like, that's a good person. That's the good one right there. And the little kids would be like, a compliment all the time. I like your glasses. I like your wig. I'm like, thank you. going through that experience and always trying to find a meaning in life or why I'm here, or looking to the cosmos for my existence, I think that had a part in it growing up with these ghostly images all around me. But today, you know, I'm at peace with them. I don't fear them as much. And that's my story.
Dorothy Malone's story comes to us from Xfabula, a storytelling organization based in Milwaukee. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin in partnership with Wisconsin Humanities. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. Want to make sure you catch every Wisconsin Life story? Subscribe to our podcast feed, wherever you get your podcasts. Find more Wisconsin Life at wisconsinlife.org and on Facebook. I'm Carl Christensen.
And finally, taking a look at weather today, expect sunny skies to partly cloudy, and temperatures are likely to reach in the mid-50s, and then tonight more clouds, and then temperatures likely to reach the low 30s north to mid-30s south, and then tomorrow partly to mostly cloudy, sprinkles possible late in the northwest areas, with highs expected to reach the upper 40s north and mid-50s south. Thanks for joining us for Wisconsin Today Morning News. I'm Courtney Everett. Our producers today were Rob Menser and Bridget Bowden. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.